Listener supported. WNYC Studios. Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The true symbol of the United States is not the bald eagle. It is the pendulum. And when the pendulum swings too far in one direction, it will go back.
And by the way, do you think these Supreme Court justices are great big brains, big stars, who were selected because they're the best lawyers in the United States, and their decisions are usually great? You think all that?
I have great faith in our Constitution. It's a great document. It so happens, though, that it's the way that certain people interpret it that gets us into trouble.
Has the court always been this way? Is this just my perception that it's becoming more politicized?
This is the political thicket. And the imagery of the thicket is that, the deer goes into the thicket, gets entangled, and can never get out.
Hi, everybody. It's Julia Longoria. More Perfect has gone dark for 4 years now. And I'm here to tell you, next year, we are coming back. The court is different now, so the show is going to be different. I will be your host, and we are so excited to dig into this with you. The last few weeks have been historic, to say the least, in Supreme Court history. And before we get started, we want to hear from you. What do you want to know right now about the Supreme Court? What are your questions, your worries, your fears? What do you crave to understand right now? Send us an email or a voice memo to moreperfect@wnyc.org. That's moreperfect@wnyc.org. More soon.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.